In a past life, I've had a little bit of an advantage on some of the normal souls out there because I used to work on the west coast of America on the Love Boat, right? Okay,
which you didn't, did you?
Yeah.
Did you?
No.
Yeah, no. This all fits
on the series.
No, not on the series. Actually, working on the shipping line that they used to use for the series, the Princess.
Well, so this is not the same as saying you worked on the Love Boat.
The ones that they used to film it on.
But you weren't part of the series.
Oh, no. Not actually part of it. Okay. Yeah,
but it's a pretty mighty boasty. It's like me coming and saying, yeah, I worked on Apollo 13. The moonshot? No. The movie? No, the ride down at Yarmouth. That's the
Okay, all right. I'll accept that. But, of course, being American-based, they used to bring on lots and lots of high-profile personalities to do lectures and, the astronauts in this particular case had come on to just sort of tell their tales about what they've done in their lives to lots of Americans that couldn't get outside in the bad weather and all those things.
Go on, okay.
Now, he's not one of the more famous ones. He's not there with the Buzz Aldrins or the Neil Armstrongs, but it was Thomas Ken Mattingly from Apollo 16.
Oh, it's a very low
I was unaware there were
low-ranking astronauts.
And this is round about 1985, and he's on there to do the lecture.
Yeah, that sounds about right for Tom.
Scene, okay.
Yeah.
With a couple of other ones, and I think James Lovell was one of the other ones who was actually on Apollo 13, but he didn't perform what this guy did. And also on the trip, Mike Love, Al Jardine from the Beach Boys. Okay, Mike Love on his honeymoon off to Hawaii. Okay, and this is about his fifth marriage, something like this. And all the way through the... It takes us about 5 days to go from Los Angeles to Hawaii. We're trying to get the Beach Boys up on stage to do a bit. Just the two of them together with a regular in-house band. Well, eventually, on the last night before we arrive in Honolulu, Mike Love and Al Jardine get up, go through a couple of numbers. Surfer Girl, I think, was one of them. And Ken Mattingly gets up, the astronaut, from Apollo 16 and joins them on tambourine. Accompanying tambourine, astronaut, and 25% of the Beach Boys. No Wilson's involved.
See, here's the thing. So the Beach Boys once could claim to have an astronaut in their ranks.
In the band, yep, without a doubt.
Well, they're the fact, now, listen, write this down. Pete assures us that former astronaut...
Thomas Ken Mattingly...
was in the Beach Boys.
Thomas Ken Mattingly.
Yeah. Thomas, no, Apollo 16. I know, really, honestly.
definitely.
I believe Tom Hanks is reading a treatment on his life at the moment. Tom likes playing astronauts, and it's come to this. They've exhausted all the others, but the Beach Boys years have been documented here.